Alrighty, we're gonna call this meeting to order. I will give the opening prayer and then Justin's gonna lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Our Father in Heaven, we are grateful to this evening for the opportunity to meet as a town board and to hear comments and concerns of our public. We're grateful for the opportunity to serve and ask you to help us to be alert tonight, to be able to take into account the perspectives of the town members and their concerns. Help us to come to good decisions that we can advise the county commissioner on, that we can help our community out and do what's best for those who reside here. Please help us to stay warm and to be able to return home to our families. And these things we pray for in the name of thy son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We can.
All righty. Roll call. Everybody's present. So item two is public comment. This is the time to comment on things that are on the agenda. So if anyone has comments about what's on the agenda, now's your time. Okay. We'll move on to three. Approval of minutes for our last meeting, October 2nd.
I'll move that we approve those minutes for October 2nd.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Item four, approval for the agenda for tonight to hold or combine or delete any items.
I'll move to approve the agenda for tonight.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Item five, nothing. Item six, nothing. Item seven, possible appointment of a CDAC representative for the Lincolnville tab.
Do you know who is?
No, it's been Ring.
It's been me.
It was you in the red now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me know who. Number one, can we have to have an alternate?
Well, I didn't think we had to have a first one.
You have to have a first one. Well, I guess you don't have to, but they would like you to have one.
Is it still?
I'll ask a question, Ren. How do you? Are you good with?
I can do it again.
Okay.
Well, then I'll move that we appoint Ren Abbott as the CDAC representative for the Bunkerville Town Advisory Board.
I'll second.
Okay. I've been nominated. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Now you have to pick an alternate.
I move Vern Pollock as the alternate.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded for Vern Pollock to be the alternate. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That was easy. Nay. Okay. Two is.
Now you have to fill out your forms and get them in. What I will do is I will send them to each of you because it's a fillable form. And in the email I send it to you, we'll have the address for you to send it back to so that you can get it done in the next couple days.
Okay.
Hopefully.
All right. Part two of seven is possible approval for the meeting calendar for next year.
It would approve as not.
We.
Are there any changes that need to be made?
Well, usually we look at some of those holidays.
There are changes of holidays on it.
They've already changed?
Yeah.
There's one on
that. That's good.
Thanksgiving, I think, was the only one that we had.
There are changes on
that. Oh, did they?
Yeah,
I didn't see anything.
Okay.
New Year's Day was Thursday, so.
Which, that'll be a new, it should be a new board, but I didn't know.
On New Year's Day, this coming.
I didn't see it the whole this year.
26.
Oh, yeah.
Let me know if you have any changes.
I don't see anything that needs to be changed.
No.
Well, we approve it as noted.
I'll second.
OK. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Who made the motion?
Brian and Casey seconded.
So as is?
As is.
Okay.
All right, now we're at public comment for anything that was not on the agenda. So anyone who wants to come, just come up before us and state your name for the record. If you could spell your last name, we'd appreciate it.
How close you need?
As long as you know how to spell it.
Lauren Levitt, L-E-A-V-I-T-T. I live at 111 Park Crest Road. I'm here asking for some type of assistance in helping into the dirt lot that is behind the LDS church and between my house and the LDS. While we all love our ATV privileges here in Montreal, okay, I don't want to lose those either because I love them. But the fact is, I don't think I need to be the one living right next to an ATV park. Everybody in town and non-residents also, they come there and they spin donuts, dust me out, they dust everybody out of the park. It makes it unenjoyable for anybody that comes to the park of nothing but dust. And need to just, I'm asking us for citizens to have anything done. What can we do from here? Because I have politely asked, I've went over and politely asked numerous times to the kids in town that I've caught doing it, asked them to go somewhere else. They ignore that and they retaliate, come back to think it's a game to do it even more. I've called Metro. They have somewhat assisted, but there is nothing they can really enforce there at all, other than just telling them to go off, and then they come back the next day and do it again. Then I called County Dust Control, and they said that they don't do anything. They do not enforce ATV dust in this area. So that is what led me to this, to where we are now.
So let me try to put some no trespassing signs up first. And then it's Bowler's property. We kind of run all the property.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it's that big of a problem. So let me try some no trespassing signs first. And then if it doesn't work, then I guess we'll fence it or something.
Yeah, I'm saying this. Whatever we can get for traction to go somewhere to do something about it.
And if it's posted no trespassing, then Metro might enforce it a little bit
more. I didn't realize it's that big of a problem. So I knew someone out there. I didn't realize they were going crazy. But yeah, let me start.
Yeah, I can say, and it comes also from the dirt lot, which is, that's the worst part of it. But then also, if you notice, my driveway is the actual parking lot to the park. And if you go over there right now, you'll see that everybody loves to use that, the new asphalt chippings. They use that as a new donut area too. So,
all and that is on the calendar to be paved eventually.
Yes.
When
we'll say that would solve a lot in that area. But all they're going to do is when they, like, say Mesquite residents, they come here. They come here because there's no law enforcement. They do what they want. Well, they'll come here. They'll have their barbecues, but they bring their ATVs, UTVs. And it's not even limited to that. It's limited to cars. They have cars and trucks out there spinning donuts, and it has actually progressed now to the point that they're going out there and having bonfires.
It's private property
on
too,
the
right?
Lot, the
yeah,
lot
they're having bonfires and everything else.
Had a stack of pallets out there the other day.
Well, I'll put up no trespassing signs, and then we'll see if that does anything or not. If not, we'll figure something out. Yeah, I didn't realize it's an issue.
Yeah, say that all the rest of the fields are fenced off, but that one lot.
It's
not. And say if they extended the fence up and just blocked it off, put a gate on it. I mean,
I got a box of screws or nails in my house we could throw.
You know, Uncle David said that if he was a tire guy, if he owned a tire shop, he'd drive around with a belt and box of nails to tailgate now. So,
well, I'll put some signs, but you gotta tell us. I don't watch enough, so. We'll put some signs up there, and you just got to tell me if it's working or not. If not, we'll figure it out.
They say it's gone on for multiple years, but it's progressively got worse and worse and worse and worse. And Thanksgiving was a joke. I mean, I would have loved to have my Thanksgiving dinner outdoors. It was a great weather. Couldn't do it. Nothing but a dust cloud. And it was nonstop all the way from noon till 8 o'clock at night.
I have a question. They do it right there across from the church to the north.
Mm-hmm.
But they also do it out on, and it's Bowler property as well. on the other side, to the west. Because that's just...
That's what he's saying, the west of the church, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're talking about west of the church.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they do it on both spots, but...
Yeah, we don't do anything like right by our house, but that field back there, I'll post that one.
Yeah, and saying whether it's your responsibility or not, I'm trying to get...
I'm trying to put them up.
Because, that's, but if I go over there and put them up, they all know. Because when I go over there and I've asked them to say, hey, you, their response to me is, you don't own this lot.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, but you're, I'll put signs up there to just keep me, let me know how it works, if it does anything or not. If it doesn't, then we'll let the fencer, I think an offense guy that flips over that way.
No, I'm not looking for a new job. So. But that's what I'm here for. I'm here asking assistance to try to get something done, to do something about this lot.
Well, let's start with that, and then just keep me or keep us informed on it, and we'll see what got you from there. Hopefully that works, but it may not. They might just run past them. And when they have to call Metro, you can say they're out there. And
seeing that's the problem is too, is
Brian
our one cop
yeah.
is never here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been working on that too.
Okay, and he's always in Overton, and then when you do get him to call, like I've complained, you know, numerous times, and I've sent him text messages and whatnot, and 4:30 in the morning isn't when stuff is going on. I'll be leaving to work, I'll be coming out, yeah, he's parked on the cul-de-sac, well, awesome, you're about 12 hours too late. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what, that the Sergeant Doty too, and then the minutes, just like
you
notice.
And you know what, I've spoken to him today on it already,
okay.
Just because we had spoken. And so he said to let you know that he wants to talk, he's going to be calling you because they have an officer that they want to hire. But he wants to talk to you first because I don't know all the information how public some of it should be.
Yes.
I don't know. They're having trouble finding a residence here for him.
I got a solution for that.
Tracy's moving to Metro.
Yes.
Have them to contract with us.
No, yeah, that we already do it with
the county
with animal control.
So a contract with you though is you're full time over here, right?
They'd have to fund like one or two positions. It'd cost a little bit, but it would cost a lot less than a position than Metro would pay deputy.
Yeah, we have about 10 Mesquite police officers that live in Bunkerville.
There's goods and bads to that. And I've kind of gone through goods and bads to that. There are some goods and some bads to
and,
it,
and
too.
That's why he would be.
And that's why I've been talking
to
him, trying to figure out what the solution is.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
Because
they do want a solution.
Yeah.
It's not something that they just ignore.
You now that you're kind of running the show over there, and we'll just get your opinion on it.
I have the same view on law enforcement here as you guys do. So, as long as Becca makes me the permanent chief for a month, then it would be a very similar situation what we have. But there is a lot of things going on over here that need some help, some attention. The lot thing, if you post the signs and nobody's willing to sign or prosecute, it's not going to do any good. But I don't know, I'm talking out of turn, but
you're good.
Where you, like when you block off the road at the very end by the gate, you know, you pile the brush up down there, that made a lot of difference. That made like gobs of difference actually because they didn't do that loop. And I really like seeing the little guys over there, you know, enjoying themselves, like whatever. But our problem is the people, basically it's our age, that are out there on the, you know, the 450s and then the non-residents. It's usually on a holiday or something like that or a weekend. Then you get some folks from out of town that don't understand. And then they're just out there ripping around. And so
we're
a happy medium somewhere. I mean, we live in Bunkerville for a reason, you know. And I you know, don't mind seeing some kids running around on the floor, whether it's, I guess it's just the problems that Lawrence having, which is very visible from my place too, is we've got some, most of them are like cars, and I think there's a little group of folks that are like trying, they're racing and stuff, and they think they got little race cars, and it's usually like a Mustang or a Dodge Charger or something like that comes over here, and they think that they're power sliding and stuff out here. And he's not wrong, it's pretty annoying.
Then some days the motorcycles get annoying, but I mean, I'm as guilty as anybody. I let my kid over there go for, you know, all the years he was riding over there, did the same thing. It's great to have it close, but there's also like access to desert everywhere we look. So it's
detention basin's got tons of areas out there.
Yeah, beautiful places to ride. They're a whole lot better than Boulder's lot, but.
I guess where it becomes a problem as well is when a resident that lives next to that lot comes and complains to the kids, and the kids disrespect them and keep doing it, and
yeah,
that's a problem.
They honestly take it as a challenge. If I go out there and confront them about it, they're back for the next 3 days and do it even worse, just to try to get me to get out of my house. I don't know if that gets funny that I'm out there in PJs catching them. But
probably.
and that's another thing. Is like, all I know is I walk out there and I'll tell them, please, you have hundreds of miles of desert. Go somewhere else. I don't know. Does your mother not allow you out of town or what is going on? But please go somewhere else. And it makes it even worse.
Well, we'll start with some signs. See if it does anything up now. We'll just tap the fence the sucker off and put a few reps, strands of barbed wire over there real quick.
You gotta watch too, because sooner or later somebody's either gonna get hurt or killed from the vehicles that run around over there. They'll go over there and they'll spin donuts, and then they'll come right out of there, right up onto the road, and up the street they go just as fast as they can go.
Yeah, they'll be going to Virgin Street. I mean, you're flat
somebody's
out.
Somebody's gonna get hurt.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do that. I mean, if the county wants to do something else, but I'll do that. I'll put some signs up there to start with and see if that does even turn on. But just keep me informed of what happens.
And then that's my major concern. But then also, like I said, too, the other concern is it's tied into that concern is that parking lot of the park, because I say
that is on the agenda. That is on the agenda.
Yeah,
that's on our list.
That's on the budget to get paid.
Yeah.
We had a commissioner that
Vern's
volunteered
on
to pay by.
Vern was working on.
No, yeah, and she's going, well, it's harder to pave something than it is because of environmental stuff. And I'm just like, well, they don't mind milling it up and putting the old stuff down.
She was also the one that volunteered to pave it. We didn't ask her to have it paved. We just wanted something done because of the mud to begin with.
Right.
What do you want? You want us to pave it? I've got the money. We can pave it. Yes,
yeah.
Pave it. And then they bring in chickens.
We all heard politicians say stuff. May not.
Get her back on her word, guys.
I'll return with that.
Thanks, Lauren. Thanks, Lauren.
Also on the cemetery, and not the cemetery, on the courthouse, they're having a sign made. They want to do a celebration of renaming the courthouse at the same time as we do Bunkerville's
Best.
She would like to know, and she doesn't want to only do that. She would like a couple, you know, like maybe a couple of views that have grown up here, gone on to do great things, or, you know.
Justin Whipple.
What? Something,
yep.
Something noticeable other than racing their ATVs.
Oh, Lord,
we want to take a little bit higher step this time, okay? So if you can give it some thought. She's looking at February or March. I mean, it would be kind of nice, as far as I'm concerned, to get it before Clark County Fair.
Yeah.
Because everybody always has commitments during that time.
Okay. Another item. We had a kid go into one of the detention basin grate or outposts this week.
Mm-hmm.
With the one at the end of the irrigation canal.
Oh,
water was going into it, so we want to request Clark County come up and look at that with us and see if there's a better solution to that. If you can put that in,
have trying to give me an idea on location.
So it's the end of the irrigation canal.
The end of the irrigation canal.
Yeah. So a kid went down there, a young kid, I think about six, and girl's boyfriend's dad went down. Cody Cannon went down, had to get him out. Then it's dark in there. It's a big area, but you can't see once you're in there. And then obviously the water's pouring in on you. So he got out the manhole up top. The manhole's heavy, and so we're just trying to find solutions on what. And it was designed to take the water, but there's no design really to
take the water,
keep a kid from going down. So, anyways, we'd like to request them to come up, and they can contact me on that and come look at it, and let's see if there's a game plan for something better.
Okay.
than what we got.
And I'm going to have him reach out to you.
Yeah, just have him call me. I'll meet him right there. And I'll bring some other people too, just kind of throw some ideas around and see if there's a better solution. They've obviously doing them all over the county. They had to kind of have other ideas too, so.
Does Clark County, this is your irrigation?
So it's the detention basin outflow.
Okay.
That has an area for the irrigation water because the ditch
detention,
can take flood water.
Outflow.
And so it goes into there also. And so any overflow from the ditch just goes into there as it comes down. That's the way it was designed, but obviously there's a, I don't know what you do about it,
but
got to do something. So, yeah, you just have a call. That's
okay.
Something we need to fix.
Okay.
Any other comment?
All right.
Item 9, next meeting scheduled for January 15th, 2026. Item 10, this meeting is adjourned.